and
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Glad to be here today. Well, I'm going to begin. You know, there's so much happening, crazy. But I'm going to begin with something that Christ began with in Matthew chapter 24, with talk of America and forcing Russia into war in the Ukraine, America pushing Russia to conflict, and Russia, I mean, every day there is another dialogue with Vladimir Putin, with NATO, with the EU, with the United States. Putin telling the U.S. that don't press us, don't continue to put military in the Ukraine, but the United States has a deaf ear. Anthony Blinken, this man is pushing for war with Russia. The United States here and Britain have just agreed to flood the UK, the Ukraine, with weapons of war that include portable missiles to shoot down planes. In Estonia, they're inviting NATO troops to deploy to the Russian border. In Canada, now the Canadians are deploying special forces to the Ukraine. Russia security authorized an immediate evacuation of Russian diplomats and their families from the Ukraine. And Sweden is also massing its armored forces on the Baltic Sea, island of Gotlib, to defend the Ukraine. So Sweden is going to defend the Ukraine from 1,000 miles away. 1,000 miles away to the south and the east. This is really insanity. Christ said in Matthew 24, when the disciples came to him and asked him, "Lord, show us the sign of the times. What is it going to be like?" Christ said that you will hear of wars in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6. You'll hear of wars. You'll hear of rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. These things will come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. This is not only one nation at war with another nation across the border, or a border, but also ethnic strife within a kingdom, within a nation. So within the United States, there would be racial tensions, not just in America, but in England, Germany, France, internationally. There will be earthquakes. And here we had this massive island explode just a couple of days ago. There will be famines. There is going to be famine in the world. Another thing that's going to cause these famines, the inability or the refusal to allow truckers to transport goods from Canada to the United States to Canada, to offload vital supplies for the American people off the ships. There are going to be famines, man-made famines. There are going to be pestilences. Pestilences meaning little creatures, little bugs. And it doesn't necessarily, I believe the deeper meaning is not just like cockroaches, not fleas and ticks only, but I believe that it can actually infer to micro bugs in vaccinations, deep in the DNA of people. Pestilences, something so deep you can't get it out. Mankind has that technology. Man has that technology. Then there's going to be earthquakes in many, many places internationally. And in verse 8, here's what Christ says. These are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. Meaning, the sorrows are going to increase. We'll be back in a few minutes and continue.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction. What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-888. 888-253-6588 or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Going to continue. Then you have in Revelation chapter 6, you have verse 4, there went out another horse that was red. Power was given to him that sat on thereon to take peace from the earth. Peace from the earth. Take peace from the earth. In other words, war. That they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. So this is what is in future in store for the world. You have these military men internationally. They want war. You have an agenda by the United States government. The agenda is world hegemony. I repeat this almost weekly, because it is something that is not going to go away. We're not going to have Russian world hegemony, Asian Chinese world hegemony, Middle East world hegemony. There will be an American hegemony. It will be a global one world government, led by the United States of America. The concept was put together in the 1800s with Cecil Rhodes. The thought has, there's been the thought of a New World Order going back who knows how many centuries. There were the Greece brought about to a great degree a world hegemony. The Ephesians, I'm sorry, the Egyptians at one time ruled the world. But at the end of the world, there would be a nation technically superior to all the nations in the world that would rule the world. Going back to Cecil Rhodes could see this. W.T. Stead, his occult priest, high priest, could see into their crystal ball, they could see the future. And they knew that it would be up to the English to, for the most part, put it together. And the English, what they would do, is they would form a group, and I go back to, again, the Pilgrim Society. This was a, there was a process. There was a round table, Council on Foreign Relations, eventually a lot of these, or many of these types of groups, but it would be the society, the one society, Pilgrim Society, that would be the directing, controlling group of very powerful people in Europe. And they knew that they would be the ones to put this together. But they also knew, they realized, that they could not do it alone. They had to have their Western counterpart. They had to have, as powerful as they were, they knew they could not do it without the help of very powerful people in the United States of America. Very powerful, wealthy, connected politically type of people. People connected in the occult. They knew they could not without a group of people in the United States of America. They could not pull this off. It would be impossible. Because if they didn't have a group in the United States to work with them, then they would not achieve their objectives. With that, they were able to put together in New York City, 6 months later, Pilgrim Society West in New York City. And from that time forward, 1902, 1903, they've been able to, as a society, a very powerful, powerful people, begin to control not only every part of every aspect of the infrastructure, the military of England, the Parliament of England, all of the political English political world, with all the finances of the shipping companies, everything important in England, they controlled it. Then they would do the same with America. And one way they had to control the military, they had to control the press. So in 1909, they put together the Imperial Press Conference. And with the Imperial Press Conference, they controlled media, have controlled media from that time forward. It was a strategy that was not put together by very intelligent individuals. No, it was a satanic, it was a plan put together with spiritual help from the other kingdom, from the kingdom of darkness. The only way they could do it. You see, Christ, one day, had gone into the desert at the end of that 40 days of fasting. Guess who came to him? The devil. Satan came to him and tempted him. And Christ would not go along with any of the temptations of the devil. And so Satan, Christ rebuked the devil left. But the devil didn't. What he did is he went from that point forward to individual people throughout time. At that time and in the future, to see who would fall down and worship him. It was always a plan where the devil was involved with controlling people. He offered them great wealth and power, a position, and they would accept, and that is how he built the world from the time of Christ. The nations to the present have been put together by the devil. The devil had a direct hand in putting together these nations of the world. England, France, Germany, America. The kingdoms of the world, eventually, Christ said, are going to become the kingdoms of his Lord and Christ. But right now, these kingdoms belong to the devil. And in these kingdoms, everything within these nations is being used by the devil to rule the world, to rule the people, or destroy them. So Christ said no, but men in the future would say yes. And so you have men today who have said yes to the devil. Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, Barack Obama, the Bush families, the Clinton families, the Rockefeller families. I can keep on going. These people in the secret societies, especially the Pilgrim Society, the Rockefellers, all Pilgrim Society members, in fact, the Rockefellers helped put together the Pilgrims Society. And the Pilgrim Society, they have intelligence agencies that they direct, especially the CIA. The CIA is not separate from control of the Pilgrim Society. Absolutely not. In fact, the biggest intelligence agency in the world, none bigger, is the Central Intelligence Agency. And it is a, I don't want to use the term fraternity, it is a beyond fraternity. I would have to say that for the most part, people that are in the CIA have sworn an agreement, an oath, and they become a family, and they are always in. It's more powerful than mafia. In fact, mafia is, compared to the CIA, mafia is not even a player. But anyhow, I present this to just say that the world is being directed to war, and the objective, the outcome, is going to be America's rule of the world. How many years away are we? I would say we're right on the edge. Right on the edge. The problem is Russia. The hatred of the Pilgrim Society for Russia is not just because it hates Russia. It's deeper than that. It hates Russia because Russia has, as a nation, turned back to God. That is something that the Pilgrim Society cannot allow. They cannot allow Christianity in Russia to exist. Christianity in Russia, or any Christian nation, is always their enemy. And they know that Russia right now with Vladimir Putin is very powerful. And it is the only nation that can stand up to this global agenda, global objective. That is why they have to destroy Russia. They'll come from every direction they can. Not only from the West in the Ukraine, but they'll attack south of Russia in Kyrgyzstan. Well, we'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll continue.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Who will take care of you? How do you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die?
Harmony Referrals will take care of you.
Do you want your elderly loved ones to get the best care, stress, and hassle-free? Well, call Harmony Senior Referrals at 720-934-7740. Your best senior placement agency. They even do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, call 720-934-7740.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, The Roar of the Rockies.
Okay, so on the west, you have the Ukraine. On the south, you have Kazakhstan. There's a businessman living in France, and he's an opposition leader. And he has announced that he has a plan to take over the nation with the help of Western powers. His name is Mukhtar Ablazov. He's a Kazakh minister, political advisor, living abroad for the past decade. And he told the RIA, I think this is a Russian news agency, that he's planning to return to Central Asian nation, despite having been convicted in absentia for ordering the murder of a business partner in 2004. He stated, I'm going to fly in. I will lead a temporary government of Kazakhstan for half a year. After that, we'll hold elections. If our party wins those elections, then I will become the legitimate prime minister. There will be no such thing as a president. We will liquefy that office. And Abis Ab Abkhazov has been dubbed Kazakhstan's opposition leader by the RFE/RI, American state-run media concern, which is a charter beyond, or was charter bound to provide a surge capacity to support the United States foreign policy objectives during crises abroad. So in other words, now you have some, what do you want to call him, wannabe, that wants to take over Kazakhstan? Well, the Christian Russia is the enemy of the Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society has made it an objective to destroy Christianity internationally. The Pilgrim Society, the objective is not only to destroy Russia, but it's to destroy Christianity internationally. With the vaccine, with the virus, there was an aspect, I don't know how many batches of this virus, that people would say they lost their God consciousness. They became unaware of the reality of God. Don't think they cannot do this with vaccinations. Don't think they can't do this with drugs. This is an objective to get people to lose their God consciousness. Don't think that that is not possible. Then with these sicknesses, I believe, the way I've understood it, it can actually cause people to lose their spiritual sensitivity to God. They know there is God, but they become less sensitive to God. And I believe that they can use these viruses and the vaccines to actually kill, again, God consciousness for sure. But not only that, I think, I am fully convinced they can use these vaccines to put demons in people. The MK Ultra military mind control programs, the research documentation is that they have been able to actually take people and put demons in them, to actually put demons within the soul of people and control people. That medical world has proven it. They've documented it. And I don't have any doubt that they would like to do this to every individual, if possible. We have moved everything that is happening, everything taking place. Our world has moved into a deeply, deeply spiritual world. It's very, there's a spiritual aspect to everything happening in the world presently that cannot be denied. We can't deny it. I could continue along this direction, but I don't know. I just have to leave it here. That there is a spiritual, what is happening in Washington, D.C. with the president, with his cabinet, with the war mongers, it is all a spiritual thing. Nothing is just practical, just political. It is spiritual. There is a spiritual component to everything happening in Washington, D.C. The only way to fight spiritual things is with the spiritual weapons of God Almighty. And but I'm going to go on to continuing with this matter of the wars that are coming. There's going to be war with China. China, you know, we haven't, because of so many things happening, that to a degree, the Taiwan issue with China is kind of, it's off in the distance, but it's not really. Tensions across the straits with Taiwan, these relations between the Chinese mainland and Taiwan and the United States, they're continuously in question. The shift and balance of power of these three parties is going to determine what the situation across the Taiwan Strait is likely to be in the future. The Sino-U.S. relations have worsened because the U.S. sees China's rise as a sign of its decline. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Wednesday.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection, just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Right. So, with Taiwan, the developments have emboldened the Democrat Progressive Party authorities to make increasingly aggressive moves against the mainland to advance its political agenda of Taiwan independence. The DPP refuses to recognize the 1992 consensus that there is only one China. and is colluding with the anti-Beijing forces, the United States in particular, to target the mainland, thus hindering cross-straits exchanges. The people in Taiwan, it is a difficult scenario because they have had freedom since the 70s. No, before that, back in the end of the 50s. And they have been completely free from mainland China. They could not imagine what it would life would be like having to come back under Chinese control. The world, their world would change drastically. The Chinese immediately would bring them into the culture of the CCP Communist Party. There'd be no freedom. The any type of freedom that they have would vanish. So it is a really difficult situation for the Taiwan people. And as long as the United States is there to protect them, to a great degree they'll be okay. But eventually, America is not going to be there for always, forever. What a conflict, I'm telling you. Well, this is what the Lord said would happen in the end of the world. There would be perplexities. There would be things that would happen where there's no solution, no answer, perplexities. What do we do with the sicknesses in the world right now, with the coronavirus? What about the what are the answers to all of this? What are the answers to these vaccinations, to forced vaccinations? What are the answers? There aren't any answers. Yeah, there is resistance. You can resist to a degree, but who really holds the power? These criminals. So, like Christ said, and he only used that word one time in the book of Luke, in chapter 21, there would be a time of perplexities. No solutions, no answers, conundrums. There just wouldn't be easy ways out of hardships. So the whole world, we're in that time. Now, out of Israel, Israel Prime Minister expects war soon in either Gaza or Lebanon. Israeli Premier Naftali Bennett has been telling Parliament about Israel's military preparation to attack Iran. On Tuesday, he told the Parliament that they're also preparing for smaller wars. Bennett said he expects the escalation soon with either Lebanon or the Gaza Strip, and that the military is preparing for either. These are small neighbors that Israel remains hostile toward and goes to war with intermittently. It's not entirely out of the realm of possibility there might be a conflict there, but it's not clear why either case would escalate at any given time. These wars tend to be popular in Israel for the ruling party, though, so that they may be wishful thinking. So the Prime Minister is saying wars are coming, and according to the Bible, there are going to be wars coming in the Middle East. They've had about 2 years now where the conflict that initially took place 2 years ago has settled down. But there will be conflict once again. It's just a matter of when. And I know with the matter of Iran with its nuclear program is going to continue to move forward with its nuclear programs. And the war machine, the military, was pushing for Donald Trump to go to war with Iran. And Trump wouldn't go to war with Iran, and that was one reason why he ended up in the bad graces of the American military. There's big money to be made in these wars. There's big money to be made in a conflict with Ukraine and Russia. We're not talking billions of dollars. We're talking trillions of dollars to be made. And the American war machine, they know that they have so many war weapons they've manufactured sitting on these acres of land, but it doesn't matter. They want more profit. So they can't create enough wars to deplete the munitions that they have already. What did the Lord say would happen in the Bible? It says that at the time in which we're in, they would take the plowshares, everything that is used for manufacturing food, and they would take these weapons or these instruments for food production and make weapons out of them. Well, that's what they want to do. And they're going to do it. We'll be back to finish out in just a few minutes. Hold tight, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Rick Rodriguez.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right. Okay, we're going to finish out today's program. You know, with the this matter of COVID, with this sickness, I know that I've had friends that have had it, family members that have had it. It's something that you don't want to mess with. You don't want to play with this crap. And if you have an opportunity to get a prescription of the ivermectin, I don't know if you have sources, but I'd recommend that you try to get your hands on some, keep some on stock, in stock. There are quite a few things you can do. It'll wear you out, and it will take its toll on you physically. But if you have an opportunity, if you have a way in which to get some ivermectin, I would get it. Then if you feel that you're catching something, well, then you have to make a determination. Do you go with the ivermectin protocol, yay or nay? Well, I would say get ahead of it. Don't get behind the ball. This stuff, you can't fool with it. I wouldn't fool with it if I were you. And look for sources and follow through. That's the hard thing, is to follow through. We hear about possibly getting it here, there, but follow through. This way you have some just in case. These people that put this stuff together in these labs, these people, they are evil. They need to be judged. They're going to be judged. They need to be prosecuted. They won't be prosecuted. They do need to be punished. They will be punished eventually. To take the hand of God to punish them. But they know what they're doing. They enjoy putting together all this bio, whatever it may be, to test new things. They have the labs, the technology, and these people are such fools. They're so blinded. They think that, well, yeah, it's just my job, and that's what I'm supposed to do. I get paid to do it, and there's no moral consequences behind it. No, there will be moral consequences. Assuredly, with God, there will be a punishment, always. So, every week, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth, I'll be your host, Rick Rodriguez. Join me on Sundays also from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And I want to not only present the truth to you, but I want to give you spiritual hope, because there is spiritual hope with Christ, God's beloved Son. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's 5 total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Lovely.